This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, you can always tell that fall is in the air when the catchable trout season returns. And the return of the fall catchable trout season is always a sure sign of autumn's arrival. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. And as we mentioned, we're talking about the trout season, and that special season will soon be here. The 2018 Illinois fall catchable trout season opens October 20th at 59 ponds, lakes, and streams throughout the state, and this includes six new sites for 2018. And the fall catch and release fly fishing season will be available at nine sites beginning on October 6th. Fly fishing anglers can use fly fishing gear to catch and release trout beginning October 6th at nine sites. No trout may be kept during the fly fishing period, but all anglers may keep trout after the opening of regular trout season on October 20th. Now, as previously mentioned, there are six new sites for fall trout fishing in 2018, raising the stocking of rainbow to 67,000 fish in all the season. Approximately that same number for the spring season. As might be expected, several of the new sites are located near Chicago. Still, there are sites nearer to here as well. The new 2018 fall catchable trout fishing sites are Bauman Lake in Cherry Valley, Casey Park Pond in Casey, Horsetail Lake in Cook County, Weldon Springs State Park near Clinton, King Park in Pittsfield, and Belk Park Pond in Wood River. It's important to note that no trout may be taken from the stock sites until October 1st, until the trout season opens at 5 a.m. on October 20th. Anyone attempting to take trout before the legal harvest season will be issued citations. In addition, all anglers, including those using fly fishing gear, who intend to release a trout caught before October 20th, must have a valid fishing license and an inland trout stamp, unless they're under the age of 16, binder disabled, or an Illinois resident on leave from the armed forces. The Illinois fishing licenses and inland trout stamps are available at a DNR direct license permit vendors, and including many bait shops, sporting goods stores, and retail outlets, particularly in these near these trout fishing ponds or lakes. Fishing licenses and trout stamps may be purchased using a credit card through the IDNR Direct at DNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov. Please note that not all fall sites are open at 5 a.m. on opening day, and anglers are reminded to check the opening of their favorite trout fishing location prior to the season. For more information about site regulations, anglers should contact the individual sites that are stocked with catchable-sized trout. The Illinois Catchable Trout Program is funded by those who use the program, or funded by those who use the program through the sale of inland trout stamps and through the Illinois Fish Management Fund. Local sites participating in the program include Beaver Dam State Lake in Macoupin County, Siloam Springs State Lake in Adams County, the Highland Old City Lake in Madison County, and the main lake of Frank Holden State Park in St. Clair County. Anglers are advised that trout fishing is again available at the Greenville Old City Lake, which is the Patriots Park Lake located in Bond County. Additional sites include Jones Park Pond, Willow Lake at Peabody River King Fish and Wildlife Area in St. Clair County, the Department of Transportation Lake, Southwind Park and Washington Park in Springfield, and the inland trout stamps sell for $6.50 and are available at all locations where fishing licenses are sold. For more information, contact your local IDNR office. Okay, we're going to take a brief break and come back and look at fishing at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs right after these messages. While our local lakes were not affected nearly as much as our big three Corps of Engineer reservoirs by the heavy rains of the past week, it will be interesting to see what happens, and we don't really have much of a report from those lakes right now. At Carlisle right now, the lake is 447.5 rising, expected to crest about a foot higher yet after the rains of the previous week. The water temperature is in the 70s, the low 80s, and is stained. Crappie should be moving shallow, so our crappie fishermen should be looking forward to seeing some shallow water crappies as well. And the white bass, you can look for them to move into the riprap now. I think this rain will affect these white bass in a positive way, and the catfish is really good, particularly with the additional food washed in by the recent rains. And the bass are also starting to pick up, so I think we're going to start seeing some better fishing at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs, but it's a matter of time to see what really happens after this rain settles down. Now, it's also time to apply for bobcat permits. Hunters and trappers may apply for a 2018-2019 Illinois bobcat hunting and trapping permit online through September 30th. Applicants must submit a $5 non-refundable fee. A total of 1,000 permits will be allocated during a lottery and mailed to successful applicants. And the season dates are November 10th through February 15th. The season will close prior to February 15th. If the harvest limit of 375 bobcats is reached, bobcat hunting is closed during firearm deer season and counties are open to firearm deer hunting. Also, the archery deer permits are up for grabs. Resident combination and archery only, antlerless only archery deer permits are available over the county for counter from DNR direct license and permit vendors. Illinois non-resident archery deer permits are available over the county counter from DNR direct license and permit vendors as well. The Illinois archery deer season is October 1st through January 20th, except it's going to be closed during the firearm deer season in counties open to firearm deer hunting. And the remaining firearm deer permits are also going to be offered. Over-the-counter sales of remaining 2018 Illinois firearm deer permits will begin on October 16th. Permits will be sold until the quotas are exhausted or until the close of the season, whichever occurs first. Individual hunters can purchase one or more permits beginning October 16th, subject to availability. And the youth permits are also offered. The resident and non-resident Illinois youth firearm deer permits are available over-the-counter from DNR direct license and permit vendors. And the youth DNR deer hunt is Columbus Day weekend, October 6th through the 8th, 2018. And this is your final chance for public goose and duck hunting permits coming up. Hunters may apply online for the Illinois 2018 Public Duck and Goose Hunting Area Permit Program. The third lottery application period is September 28th. Deadline is September 28th, that is. For those unsuccessful resident applicants who were unsuccessful in the first and second lottery, residents who didn't apply in either lottery, and non-residents. The third lottery application is open to everyone. So there you go. Lots of things happening on the outdoor scene, and I think once this rain settles down and our waters are calming, I think our Big Three Corps of Engineer reservoirs will turn into crappie havens. Okay, that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.